ridiculous. You saw them and you didn't fucking want to give them back.
Hey everyone, we're here, me and Trey, together for our next podcast. Sorry that it's been such a long time since my last one.
Not a single person gives a shit.
I don't know why. I just think that life happened and things got in the way. We are currently in a McDonald's parking lot eating fries.
Nobody gives a crap about that.
I just wanted to see what the background noise was. So, I've had some people ask for us to do a relationship part two, because I guess the first one was more about short-term relationships, and I've had someone ask if we can talk about long-term relationships, so that's what we're going to be doing. Do you have anything that you'd like to say?
I have nothing I'd like to say.
Oh, I'm so excited to be doing this with you. All right, so let me pull up the questions that we have. Okay, question number one. What was your first impression about your partner? You go first. Be honest, don't be mean.
You're shorter than I expected.
It's true. Well, first impression when we first started talking, or first impression from when we first met?
Oh, my first impression when we first started talking over FaceTime?
All right, so let's...
This girl's so beautiful.
Let's talk about the story. So do you want to explain it? Because you might be confusing people.
I'm out. You can explain what happened. I'll correct things if you say it wrong.
Both of our sisters played basketball together. Travel basketball.
AAU.
And they were both on the same team. And that's how me and Trey met. So we met when we were 15. I was 15 and you were 16. And pretty much I was like, oh my God, this guy's so cute, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know. She thought I was hot as fuck. That's how it was. Don't let her guilt trip you. She thought she was so turned on by me.
Okay. Anyways. So then after that,
she dreamed about it. A
couple years go by and we were like in each other's minds. And Trey looked at my sister's Snapchat and saw that we were friends on Snapchat, mostly because I was bugging the shit out of her on Snapchat, not because she actually likes me. But, so he saw my Snapchat, and this was when you could see best friends on Snapchat. And he Snapchatted me, and I was like, oh my God, is this real life? I can't believe that Trey Gauz from AAU Snapchatting me right now. And from then, we just kind of were talking more and more. And so, what was your first impression of me when we met when we were 15 and 16?
My first impression was wow. You know, it was wow. It's just I was wowed. I was in awe.
I would say mine was the same.
You were just that beautiful.
Aww.
You know, that was that.
Aww.
So beautiful that you got stuck in my head for 5 years.
I know. Yeah, same. All right.
No, I was before that. It was longer because you wanted me first.
It's annoying. All right. What was the first thing that you truly realized that you loved about your partner? AKA me.
You can answer that first.
I don't know. I think I just loved how caring you were.
Is that the case?
Yeah.
How so?
When I first had my surgery, it was literally like a week, 2 weeks into talking. That was really loud.
Yeah, it doesn't make that big of a difference.
We were like 2 weeks into talking and I had my surgery and you were really there for me a lot.
Oh, I wasn't just there for her. I was there for until 5 o'clock in the morning every night.
Yeah, literally.
I had baseball practice hours later.
Yeah.
In class.
So I think that was the first thing I really truly noticed that I loved about you. How about you?
Definitely your quirkiness.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You're such an oddball. You know, you have weird talents. Things that normal people don't do.
Like what?
Like, you're a soccer player, but you're also, like, a gloving person.
Oh my God, I gloved for, like, 3 days.
No, you said you did it for 8 months.
So I didn't.
You
lied. I was trying to impress you. I was looking at it and I thought it was cool, but no, I was not a glover.
You said you're actually.
Please really never tell people that I was a glover.
I will tell people it's
true. No. Mm-hmm. That's it, though. There's nothing else.
Your personality, how you're artistic.
No, my quirkiness. What about my, like, what?
Oh, like, what about it? It's just, you're an oddball. I don't know. You're just not normal. You're a weird person, but I'm a weird person. So, things go hand in hand.
Let's see. Do you feel the same the way you felt for your partner at the beginning of the relationship as you do now?
Yep.
I don't.
You don't. Yep, she doesn't love me as much. No,
because
she's actually loved me less.
No.
I love her more and more each day.
No. Same, okay, so that's different.
The same. No, it's not different.
It says.
But no.
Do you feel the same? If you felt the same, you would love me the same. You love me more and more every day. No, that's different.
But I still get the same butterflies that I first got when she walks into the room. It's just, it'll never go away.
What room? What room?
Whatever room we're in.
What room?
It doesn't matter what room we're in. No matter what room she walks into, I'm always so excited to see her. I'm so excited.
No, and that's how I am too.
And I had that from the minute that I saw her.
I think that when you are truly in a good long-term relationship and you know, like, yes, the honeymoon phase ends, but I'm truly happier with the phase, not even the phase, the state that we're in now. Because when you're in the honeymoon phase, you're, like, still trying to figure out the person. And you're, like, you still have some boundaries and everything. But, like, honestly, like, now we're best friends and we do, like, everything. Or we can do everything together. And we're so comfortable with each other that I think that's better. So I do feel different. I don't feel the same way I did in the beginning. Because in the beginning, I was still shy around you and, like, I still wanted you to think, like, I didn't poop and stuff. And, like, now...
Right, that's different.
I have no problem pooping in front of you.
That's how you feel about them, not why you're comfortable pooping in front of somebody.
I thought you were a lot cooler in the beginning than you actually are.
And the coolest of the cool, so...
No. Like, I thought you were, like, actually cool, and then I started to feel like you're not.
I am cool. I'm just a nerd that's cool.
No.
Yeah.
Did you just spill in my car? Mm-hmm. I just cleaned it.
I'll wipe it off. God. That's what happens when you don't give me any napkins. Okay? You give me no napkins. They're underneath your ass.
Are you... All right, next question. Are you positively affecting each other's life and how?
I'd say I'm positively affecting Casey's life.
How?
I gotta stop doing drugs.
Oh, my God. I wasn't doing drugs.
Mm-hmm. Nope. I had to stop doing a lot of dastardly deeds.
You calmed me down with my lifestyle.
Lifestyle, and I also stopped her.
You're making it sound like you got me off the streets with heroin.
I was her rehab.
Shut up. Don't make me sound bad.
She was such a drug addict.
No, I was not.
No, but... In reality, I just helped her stop making risky life decisions.
That's true.
That would put her in danger. Or actually has been put in danger in the past.
So, yeah. I would say that's true.
She has more of a protector now, somebody to keep her in line when she oversteps the boundaries.
All right. How have I positively affected your life?
You haven't.
Shut up. Fine.
I'm joking. She's made me a little bit more outgoing, I say.
Ha! I knew it. I fucking knew it. Before, Trey wouldn't even go to a bar. And he doesn't drink, but I still think it's important to go to the bar and socialize with friends. Now he does.
But it doesn't matter whether it's the bar.
Right.
That was always my point.
I made you more outgoing? I didn't really know that.
Okay, see, I've said it to you before. I said, that's the thing. Now you don't.
Can I have a fry?
Uh-uh.
Why?
Oh, you fucking took all my bag fries.
No, Trey, the bag fries are the best. You know that. Fine, don't give me a fry.
Well,
and here are napkins.
Fine. Yeah, underneath your butt.
Well, right? Sorry. You asshole, you gave me the fucking carton thinking you were giving me some and you're not. Shut off your phone. What are you doing?
I have things going on, too.
No, you're supposed to be quiet.
Yeah.
Okay. Next. Oh, yeah, so... The reason why I think that's important is that if you can't think of how your person is positively affecting your life, not just, you know, oh, I love him so much and that's how he affects my life. Like, no, like, he or she positively affects your life in a certain way that if you were to break up, you're like, wow, well, my life is better because he helped me with this. Positively affect. Like, if me and Trey were to break up tomorrow, I would not go back to my lifestyle before, and Trey would still be outgoing. Stuff like that. So if you can't think of anything like that, that might be something to consider about your relationship. All right. Have you started to do something because of each other's influence?
I guess that's kind of the same answer.
Well, influence does not necessarily mean good or bad.
You got me to go to the bar. That's influence. I usually don't like to go to bars.
No, like, clubs. I've always been quirky. Can you please stop making that noise with your feet?
I'm not making any noise, Casey.
I've always been quirky, but, like, I don't know. You've just made me weirder, I think.
No, you're always that weird. I've seen videos of you in the past. So let's be honest here. Let's not.
All right. How about this one? This is an interesting.
Let's not try and act like we're some. All right. Cool shit.
This is an interesting question. All right. Do you like spending time with your partners, friends, or family, and why is it important?
Why are you asking me this?
Because it's one of our questions.
Well, I'd say my friends are your friends and your friends are my friends.
That's true.
I think that's
And right. I think that that's not something for, if you're in a new relationship, don't expect that just in the beginning, because when me and Trey first started dating, I didn't really think that his friends were fond of me, and it took like a year, right? A year and
well,
a half.
She kind of did it to herself.
No, wait. Okay.
Let's if we're going to talk about this.
She yeah, was I was kind. Like I kind of had issues in the beginning.
So she was not.
All very, I'm saying
she was
is
not
that
very nice
no matter
in public, I would like to talk. Okay, don't try to. You want to talk about these questions? Don't just blow.
No,
them.
But like I just okay. want to answer. I don't want to talk about us. I want to be answering these questions for people to get benefit.
Okay,
from,
and you'll
benefit
see,
from it.
You'll see if you let me speak.
All right, fine, go.
You just want everybody to hear your freaking voice.
Shut up.
Okay. It's something that you have to work for, and you can't make mistakes. You know, like, you gotta be able to be on top of your own crap. So if you got stuff, you have to understand how to differentiate from public to private. If you have stuff that goes on in your
And
life,
these people aren't gonna be your friends right up off the bat. I mean, it depends on who it
sometimes
is, too.
Well, if you're a nice person.
Well, that's like I said. I'm a nice person. I just had issues. But it depends on, you know, just because you're dating their friend, it doesn't mean they're automatically going to say, well, if you're dating my friend, that means that you're my friend. But, you know.
No, that's not always the way it goes.
Right. Sometimes. And that's okay. And you have to understand that you're new and you kind of need to
work
your way into the group. And it's the same thing with family, you know, and it very well could be a situation where you're dating a mama's boy. And the mom, and I never went through this, but, like, or I did, like, I didn't go through this with Trey, but, like, you're dating a mama's boy, and, you know, I went through this with my ex. You're dating a mama's boy, and the mother is not happy with you at all, and you gotta try to do your best, and sometimes it just doesn't work out. So, you know, just always, you know, stay true to yourself. Don't be someone you're not. And that's how you will work your way in. Don't suck up. Don't be a kiss ass, but just be yourself and be a good person.
Oh, yes, that can work for friends, but you almost always have to be a kiss ass to the parents in the beginning.
Yeah, I would say that's true.
I was a kiss ass. I'm still a kiss ass. I still have to be a kiss ass because 4 years later, I'm still not
okay.
A proven man.
Let's see.
That I should be.
But shut up.
If we're going to talk about hanging out with each other's families, I like to hang out with Casey's family. Just depends on what we're doing and
That's
how
true.
Things are. Because I've had a hard time trying to prove myself to her parents and prove my worth to her parents. I mean, her sister's never been a problem. I knew Allie before I knew Casey. So me and Allie always kind of view me as like an older brother, and Uma accepted me from the
beginning.
Uma
loves you.
Uma does love me.
It's just that my parents are they're sticklers, and they can be, they're very laid back, but they're also can be very old fashioned.
Judging.
A little bit, which is hard. And, you know, Trey has some similarities to my dad, but he's also very different from my dad. Like, my dad's very shy, and, you know, we make jokes that when there's a party or people are over, that he's like a turtle, and his shell is his room, because literally, if he hears one person, he, like, goes up to his room and tucks himself away. And Trey's not like that. Trey's very opposite. So sometimes that, when you're very overwhelmed, like, when you're very outgoing and you're loud, it can be overwhelming for some people. So it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, sometimes if the parent that of the person you're dating is not thrilled with you, or you get this feeling that they don't like you very much, don't take it like you did something wrong unless you know you did something wrong. I would think of it more like, you know, sometimes people's personalities just don't click and people don't really know how to handle it in the beginning, but eventually it will get better, you know, because eventually if you're in a long-term relationship and you still kind of feel this weird vibe from this person, well, if you're in a long-term relationship and it's very serious, they're going to have to get used to it, whether they like it or not, because it's your relationship.
That doesn't mean that it makes the situation any easier.
Not that it makes it easier, but if they want to stay in your life and they want it to be easy for them to stay in your life.
It should never be that bad to the point where it gets that way. It shouldn't be to the point where somebody has to make a decision on.
No, it should not.
Who they should spend time with more.
And, you know,
they should keep somebody
in their life. If it ever gets to that point, it's definitely more than just personalities not clicking. There's some sort of inside issue. And, you know, maybe sit down with, if it's your parents that have the problem, sit down with your parents. If it's your boyfriend or girlfriend's parents, sit down with your boyfriend or girlfriend and say, listen, I really think we should figure out what the real problem is and what the real...
Just didn't make sense.
How did it not make sense?
You just said...
Okay, so like, for example, if my parents...
You said it's your boyfriend or girlfriend's parents, so you just did a double...
Okay, so like, for example, if it's my parents that have a problem, I either sit down with my parents or Trey either sits down with me and says, we need to figure out why your parents have a problem with me and we need to figure out the root of it. Because, you know, after a while, it's not just your personality doesn't click and that's why you don't like them. There's another hidden meaning and another hidden reason behind it. So I think it's important that you... you know, and even, like, therapy is never a bad thing. And do family therapy, you know, and say, like, I really don't like the way she is with my boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever. So, all right. Let's see. Do you smile when you relate something from your daily life with your partner?
Yep. All the time.
Wait, what do you mean? Like, if I... Do I ever, like, bring you up and
you
smile?
You ever see something in daily life and associate that with me and then either bring me up or think about me.
Yeah, definitely.
And I do every day.
And, you know, that's the thing that's nice is that I don't just do that with Trey. Like, as much as I loved... I do it the most with Trey because I love Trey. And he's not only my boyfriend, but he's my best friend. But I also do it with, like, Hunter. Like, if I'm out somewhere with my mom and I see something about... Or even if I'm out somewhere with people that I don't even know Hunter, if we talk about traveling, I'll always say, like, yeah, my best friend's been to, like, this many countries. Or, like, you know, if we talk about a celebrity like Rihanna, I'll bring up Kaylee because I associate Kaylee with Rihanna and, you know, stuff like that. So, like, you do it with people that you truly care about. And so if you don't really bring up your person... I mean, you could also be shy, but if you don't bring up your person, I don't know. I feel like that's not really a good thing.
It's not a huge thing.
Yeah, but if you never...
I mean, if you never do it in years, then that's a problem.
Like you shouldn't have friends that go more than, like... I mean, all of my friends that I meet that day know I have a boyfriend. And it's not like I'm saying I have a boyfriend. Like, I just bring it up, like, casually. Like, I'll say, like, oh, like,
okay,
they'll say, like, oh, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, my boyfriend and I or something.
We're talking about not just bringing up your boyfriend. We're talking about, like, having things that go on in your daily life that remind you of your
situation. I don't know. I talk about Trey all the time. And anyone that knows me and talks to me knows that I talk about him all the time. So, sorry if it's annoying, but I'm not sorry because I'm happy. So, fuck you if you don't. Fuck you if you're mad that I'm talking about Trey all the time. How about them apples? All right, next question.
Something like that.
Let's see. I also, by the way, I know that this is not a question, but I also think it's important for you to spend time apart because then, even especially as a long-term couple, if you're new in the beginning, it's good to spend a lot of time together because you're trying to figure each other out and you're trying to learn more about each other. But me and Trey have been together for almost 4 years. I definitely, definitely think it's important for us to spend time apart because that way when we come back together, we have so much to talk about and we are like, oh, well, how was your day? Well, I did this, 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 and this. But if we spend the whole day together, which we do at times and that's okay, but if we spend the whole day together, after the day ends and you're just kind of like laying there watching TV, you really have nothing to talk about because you just spent the whole day together. There's nothing to, you know, question or be like, how was your day? Well, you know how your day was because it was with you.
So if you don't have a day to talk about, you can find something to talk about.
No, I know, but like, I do think...
You can ask about how work's going or how topics are going or how things, just regular things in their life.
Right, but I think that it's important...
Or you can just talk about each other, you know, it's good to spend time
apart. What, like, I'm, like...
It's good to spend time apart, but the person that you're very, like, committed to, you should definitely... They should definitely be part of your day every day.
Yes, one way, exactly. No, and that's okay. But I'm saying, like, don't spend 12 hours a day every day with that person.
That's different.
Because you are going... First of all, your friends and your family are going to hate you. And they're going to hate what you're doing. And you're going to lose your independence.
You know what I hate? The fact that it's so hot in this car right now.
Well, I don't want to turn the AC on because... And then it makes noise.
It's not going to make noise.
Fine.
It would have made less noise in my room, girl. But you got to give me something.
All right. Hold on.
We're sitting in a McDonald's parking lot because Casey doesn't want my mom to quote-unquote interrupt our podcast.
Well, she does.
No,
constantly.
She wouldn't have. She never comes in our freaking room anymore.
No, but like she'd be walking by the room and being like... Ooh, the kitty!
It's not gonna pick it up.
Yes, it does!
That will not pick it up.
I've had someone tell me that they heard Luna from across the room.
Who cares? That's more high pitched than my mother.
I don't know.
Okay.
Alright, anyways, but I do think it's important that you spend some time apart so when you come back together, you have more things to talk about and it's good to, after a while of dating, it's good to remember who you are as a person and still have that independence. And that's honestly what makes your relationship stronger, because if you are not independent and you are like, I am my relationship and all that, you're going to have a lot more relationship issues than you will if you're your own person and your partner is your own person. And okay, let's see. Next question. Do you get each other's feelings without needing this to say anything?
I do.
Yeah, why?
I do all the time. I always know when you're in a biatch mood.
Well, yeah, after a while you can kind of figure out.
When something's bothering you, or when you're hungry, or when you're tired, or when you want to go do something, or when you're frustrated. It's very easy because all she does is fucking flip out randomly, and one of those things either means she has to go to the bathroom, she's hungry, or she's tired.
I have to go to the bathroom.
She's like a big baby. All she does is eat, poop, and cry.
It's so true. Oh my god.
Or I should say eat, poop, and bitch, and moan.
Alright.
Ow.
That was such a delayed reaction. Fuck you. Don't even try.
Just in case, I will fucking lasagna you.
Okay. Let's see.
But yes, I can get her feelings on a snap of fingers because
yeah,
she is my whole world and I love her.
Aww.
You know, it's my job to be there
for
her. Stuff goes wrong and shit, so it's something that you should brush up on if you're trying to be the man.
Oh my god. All right, here's the next one. How do you show your love for each other? I think this is a super important question for especially long-term. And this whole podcast is really about long-term relationships. And if you're not in a long-term relationship, what to look forward to in a long-term relationship. Huh?
You specify.
Well, I just wanted to specify again.
You want to specify your face.
All right, so how do you show each other that... How do you show love for each other? Well, I'm going to start and then you start. So, for me, I'm not really a lovey-dovey person. Shut up. I told you I was going to start. Shush. I'm not really a lovey-dovey person. I'm definitely more of, like, I don't know. I'm witty. I'm sarcastic. I'm, like, I love, like, dry humor. And, like, I don't know. I hate corny things. So, like, I don't know. I like Valentine's Day, but, like, if we were to go out to dinner and there was, like, a violinist in the corner, like, I'd be, like, uncomfortable and, like, awkward. Because I'm just an awkward person. So, for me, the way I show him that I love him, after, you know, dating for so long, you don't have to say... I mean, I do say I love you. You know, if we're apart, like, I'm like, oh, hey, thinking about you, love you, would miss you, and whatever. And... But, you know, if I'm, like, about to see him that day or whatever, like, ways that I show I love him, honestly... The only real Italian part in me is the fact that I love to feed people. And anyone that knows me knows that's true. So, like, when I make Trey dinner, or, like, if I get Trey dinner, or if I, you know, go grocery shopping and I, like, see something that I know he'd like, then I definitely am like, oh, I'm just going to pick this up for him. Or, you know, if I, like, clean his room or take the time to, like, make his bed and whatever, like... Or, you know, sometimes I'll leave, like, little notes, like, just, like, with a heart on it. Like, something simple, you know, where I make his lunch and I put a heart on it. Just little stuff like that. It doesn't have to be anything crazy, like, you know, oh, my God, well, I just randomly bought him this super expensive thing. Like, no, it's just something that is little, but you went out of your way to do. So, that's how I show that I love him. How do you show that you love me?
That hurts, so if you do that again, I'm a sasa.
Ow! But okay.
I show that I love Casey by flooding her with everlasting love.
That's very true.
It is the way.
And there are people like Trey who are very...
I'm talking.
What's the word? Hopeless romantic.
I'm not a hopeless romantic.
Oh my god, yes you are.
I just love a lot. Okay. It is the only one true way to experience and feel the love from another person.
Trey, you just totally contradicted my faith.
I'm going to contradict
you. Okay, well, it's a good point because both of us are very polar opposite with our type of loving.
It is very important to have intimacy in a relationship.
It is.
If you lack intimacy, it's not good. Okay?
Right, but you can...
If your partner does not want intimacy from you at any time, give...
Oh, yeah, well, there are times where I do want intimacy, but there are other times where I'm like,
it's okay.
I don't need you to tell me how beautiful I am every single second.
That's
I know
different.
That, and I love you.
I was talking, woman.
Well, you're making me sound bad.
Well, I have to.
Fuck you.
Now listen, alright? I'm not expecting that somebody should just want to be showered with kisses and have all this close contact all the time. But say if I come home, and I want one kiss and one hug. That should always be something that's given. Okay? It's just, you should never not want to give your boyfriend or girlfriend a hug or a kiss.
Yeah.
Because you never know when it's the last time you'll be able to do it. You know what I mean? That's the way I think about it. I always give her so many kisses and so many hugs because I never know when I'm not going to be able to hug her again. And I guess it's drastic to think that way now because we're so young. But you know what? You always have to, you can't take life for granted. And, you know, I love her so much, and I want her to know, and I want her to feel that. Because in the past, she's had guys that really weren't invested in her that way, you know? And she deserves to feel the right way, and feel the way that, you know, somebody should be treated, and have somebody, you know, love her constantly, and always want to love her. You know, and I guess to the point where sometimes I annoy her, but guess what? I'll annoy her the rest of my life if I have to, because I want her to know how much I love her no matter what. So,
it's very
important to have intimacy.
Yes. Okay, we need to move along. I love you, and that was a beautiful response, I promise. Okay. Have you ever changed anything for your partner? Yes, I have. I used to smoke pot a lot. Sorry, any fam that's listening, but I'm not sorry.
You disgust me.
Shut up. I used to smoke pot a lot, and yes, I do miss it, and I have definitely cut back. I used to smoke pot probably like 4 times a week, which is not a lot to some people, and it is a lot to others, but I used to smoke pot like 4 times a week, and now, the last time I smoked pot, I was in San Diego. Or no, I didn't smoke pot. I had edibles, but still. I was in San Diego, and that was in May, and that was the last time, and now it is almost September. So, Trey is very uncomfortable with it, and...
Oh, I'm not just uncomfortable with it. There's a difference.
Okay, don't... We're not gonna hate on people that smoke pot.
I will hate on any type of drug.
Okay, all I'm simply saying is that
Trey... Look.
Please, I was talking.
No, but you... This needs to be said. People, okay? Listen, it's all right to have fun.
It's all right to have fun. Lecturing people right now.
It's all right to have fun, but you must think about the repercussions of the future, okay?
Anyways, I really liked to smoke pot, and I have PTSD and anxiety, and I have also very severe depression. So, I've been going to therapy since I was 12. Thank you very much.
Continue it.
Anyways.
Extensively.
Shut up! I have, you know, and it really did help with some of the ways I was feeling and everything. And when Trey told me, we're not going to get into it, but when he told me all of his reasons for why it made him uncomfortable, he never told me to stop. But I went out, right? You never told me, like, you need to stop.
No, I don't control anything.
No, but he never said, you need to stop. But he was implying that he would like me to stop. And I was happy that he wasn't, like, trying to control me. And you know what? I love Trey more than I love pot. And I would rather make him comfortable and make him happy than have him sitting there worried about me all the time when I am smoking pot. And, like, there are times that, like, yeah, like, I'll still smoke pot or, like, I'll still have edibles or whatever, and Trey's not going to be that happy about it, but it's not like I, you know, I'm doing it all the time. Have you changed anything for me?
No.
Nothing.
How much I really can't think of how much I've changed.
Know.
I've grown up a lot.
I definitely think that you've grown up a lot because of me. I think that's
because of myself. Because I'm a man.
No, Trey, the question, it's not about it's not about your fucking manhood. This question says, how much do you think, or have you ever changed for your partner?
But there's also a degree of how much you have to change now. She can't see things that she has to change, or things that affect her health, her well-being, and just regular smart life decisions. Okay, when it has to do with your personality, and it has to do with who you are as a person, there's a difference. Okay, there's a difference between choices and personality and personal attributes. Now, I could say I've grown up a lot because of Casey. I also say that I've grown up a lot because of myself. You know, I'm just that type of guy. You know, I learn from my experiences. I live by my character, and I do things the way that they're supposed to be done. And you fart?
You did, I'm sorry.
Just come on, I'm down. Fucking, that's
well,
disgusting.
Well, sit up.
That's potent. The air is blowing it up my nostrils. You disgust me. That's absolutely disgusting. Oh my god.
I literally have been holding this whole time.
Casey, you
could have
fucking stepped outside and fucking blew it out, you fucking gas bitch. Okay, god. Nobody wants to smell your fucking must.
No one else is here.
Okay.
No one had to know either, and then you just fucking broadcast.
Well, guess what? I can't help it. It smells like moldy cheese in here now.
As if you smell any better.
I smell like poop, Casey. Regular, straight up poop. And it doesn't... I'm not saying it smells good, but I smell like normal poop. She smells like moldy, rancid, rotting cheese.
Fuck you.
Okay?
All right, we're moving on to the next question.
Now, but I've changed some of my ways for Casey, but I also have kept my personality very much intact, and I will not let any attributes of my personality change, because that's what makes me and Casey fell in love with me. So that's the way it should be.
Okay, next question. Have you, not, I don't know. All right, we'll be done soon. All right. How do you feel when others find your partner attractive? You go first, Trey.
Well, being as a man, that the only person that gets any type of attention in this relationship from other people is Casey.
Not since I cut my hair.
Not sure. I get very
I have not had one.
You said I should start. I get extremely protective of Casey because it's not even just about me. It's just because I don't want her being taken advantage of, because I know her. She's a very flirty, open person who very much likes
But that's just my personality.
No, shush. Not about just the personality.
I'm a free spirit.
She wants the attention.
No, Trey.
It's not just about the free spirit. She wants people to see her.
Well, yeah. I would like people to think I'm attractive.
Let me finish. And she wants people to ask her out. She wants people to open
up. She wants What's the problem with that? I'm not going to go.
She wants people to look at her body and look and
No, the body thing freaks me out. Like, if a guy stares at my ass for too long, I'm like, stop.
She'll go out and show off the goods regularly. Okay?
Trey, you make me sound like I'm a goddamn stripper.
You could be, the way you do things.
Wow. But, no, I'm not. I'm the far... Trey, I am the farthest thing from that.
That's because you're with me right now.
Okay,
When you're with me, you're now like a stripper.
No, okay? I would
when you go out in public and there are other guys walking around, everything is being shown off.
Really?
Tight clothes, everything. Skin exposition, okay? Lots of different things are going on when we go out because you want the attention.
I personally think there's nothing wrong with having someone think you're attractive.
There's nothing wrong with that, but you don't should go.
I used to get free shit at Sacred Heart from the guy that worked at Starbucks because he thought I was attractive. And then the moment I told him I had a boyfriend, he stopped.
If it was the other way around.
No, I'm about to answer that. Don't answer my question for me.
I'm not answering your question for you. If it was the other way around, Casey would flip out.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes.
I'm about to answer my question. Okay. If you would just stop.
Casey.
All right, listen. Anyway,
I don't like it. I know it's gonna happen. I'm protective, and I love my girlfriend, and I don't want anybody to take her away from me. But I also have to let her express herself.
Exactly. And I'm not being tough. A slut.
It's hard. It's hard.
I'm just a free-willy person.
I've had to sit there and watch certain people flirt with you and want to get a piece of that.
How would you describe my personality? I'm very free-spirited.
Free-spirited, flirty, outgoing.
Outgoing. Forward. I'm not. Wow. Okay. Now I'm going to answer.
I'm just joking about the horse part.
Okay.
But
when people find Trey attractive,
she flips out.
No. Yep. I flip out. Yep. This is my theory. Yep. Okay. For all you ladies out there that are listening, Trey, please do me a huge favor and shut the fuck up. Ow! Stop! Like, I'm trying to talk and you're being annoying. Okay. Stop. Okay, for all you ladies out there, or guys even, please don't fucking fart. Are you fucking kidding me? Trey, that literally went right into the microphone.
This is the revenge.
That, I swear to God, that went right into the microphone, and I'm so mad that that happened. Okay, I rolled down the window, so we should be good. Okay, for all you ladies and gents out there that get super pissed off that someone like is checking out your boyfriend or girlfriend, I will never forget a time where me and Trey went to Foot Locker and there were these two girls who were working there and they were eyeing him the entire time and they were talking to
never
one
of them. Never happens, by the way.
Trey! Yeah, but it happened that day.
Like once in
Okay, anyways,
hours.
It doesn't matter. Can I just finish my fucking story? So, they were eyeing him up and down and whatever, and I was not like, fuck you, blah, blah, because I wasn't standing with him. I was standing across the store. So, nobody knew that I was with him. But when I walked over and I grabbed his arm, that was the best feeling ever. So I take it as a compliment. Like, yeah, my guy's very good looking. Thank you for noticing. But here's the thing. No, here's the thing. If you think that my boyfriend's good looking, that's fine. I think he's good looking too. There is nothing wrong with a girl who looks at a guy and says, damn, he's hot. And if she goes up to Trey and says, hey, you know, are you single? I can't get mad at that because I don't blame them for going up and asking him. But here's the but. If he says, well, when he says, no, I'm sorry, I have a girlfriend. If she still persists, I take that as an insult that she doesn't give a shit about his relationship. Blah, blah, blah. I think that is so fucking rude and ratchet and just, I think that is so trashy. I do. And that's when I get mad because it's like, he told you he had a girlfriend, back the fuck off. That's your cue. But before that, no, I don't get mad because, you know.
There have been some times in the past where a girl has just looked at me the wrong way and then Casey flips out.
Well, it's like if a
girl. She thinks that I'm giving it back and I never.
No, but here's the thing. If the girl looks at you and the girl knows you have a girlfriend, I get mad. Like if it's like, I don't know. If it's like someone that's.
The guy always knows that you have a boyfriend when they look at you. Always.
No, they don't. It's like people in class.
Casey, I'm usually holding your
hand. Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, then
that happens all the time. Yeah,
then
if
I...
Shut up. You tell me to shut up and let go of your
hand.
Well,
no, because
you tell me to shut up and let go of your hand so you can have the attention.
Okay? No, but like...
That is such a lie.
Trey
don't
will
try
wait.
To make it seem like you don't want the fucking attention.
Trey will literally wait till the guy's like across the parking lot. He's like, let me at him. And I'm like, no,
she never
it's
lets
fine.
Me go after. She never lets me pursue. I could easily pounce on him with the fury of 1,000 suns if you let me. But you never do.
You know
you hold me back.
Do you know what's funny? The next question is, do you ever argue?
Well, yes, we argue. Everybody argues.
Yes, okay. And it's totally normal to argue. There's a difference between arguing... there's a difference between arguing and, like, getting physical and aggressive. Being aggressive in a relationship is never a good thing. It's like, if you are aggressive in the relationship, you need to go to therapy if you want the relationship to work. Or you need to back out for a minute and think about if this is something that is worth... I mean, if it's like your boyfriend's punching you in the face, girl, you need to get out. Call 911. Get out
don't
of that
think
relationship.
You, and ladies, don't think you can get away with hitting a man, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
Don't do
you
it.
You can't.
Okay? Just because you guys think that you're weaker or whatever.
No,
and all
yeah.
That, and men are strong and can create more damage doesn't make it any less worse.
No, and that's 100% true.
Okay.
But here's the thing. You know, if either one of you, if you're a guy and your girlfriend is literally physically beating you, like, get out of the relationship. But no, I don't think it's wrong to argue in a relationship because I think it's good to get all of it out, get out how you're feeling and whatever. And Trey, what are you doing?
I'm hungry.
Oh my God. He's like he crawled in the back seat and he sprawled out. We're almost done. Okay. I do think it's good. I think it's very good to argue because I think if you have that built up inside of you for a long time, you're going to resent your person later. You're going to resent them so much if you don't truly tell them how you feel. And, you know, sometimes when you talk to someone about how you feel, it doesn't have to lead into an argument. You can just simply say, listen, I just want to let you know how I've been feeling lately. And when you start out like that and... I don't really see a way that you could be fighting from that. Unless it's like, listen, I feel lately as though you're ugly as fuck. Then, okay, I get why the other person would be mad. But, like, I don't know. Just communication. And I know a lot of people hear that. But communication truly is the best. There is no such thing as too much communication. There really isn't. I mean, Trey will text me saying, I just pooped. I mean, if that's not over communication, I don't know what is. Can you please... If not be on social media right now, scrolling through Instagram and playing music. Thank you. Because you've officially mentally checked out of the podcast. I have not. That's fucking right. Okay. So, yeah. Do you have anything to add to that? Oh, my God. You weren't even listening to the entire thing? Why it's good to argue? Yes, I know, but why?
Normal, you're gonna have a disagreement. It happens. Okay, it's just something natural.
Yeah. Let me see how much time we have left. Have you ever made sacrifices for your relationship?
Yep.
Trey, please. I'm so fucking serious right now.
Casey, get the off. The phone will not pick it up.
Yes, it will.
No, it won't.
Okay, how about this?
It'll pick it up now because I'm talking like this. Now it's going to pick up my voice.
How about this?
But I guarantee
anyone that hears his social media after listening to this, please message me and let me know. Because if so, how about this? If anyone messages me saying, hey, Casey, you are right, I can hear the social media, I get to punch you in the face.
Casey, I'll just block it and throw you.
If you think like, you're supposed to be a part of this, and you're in the back seat.
If you think that I care that they heard one snippet of music from my phone. Then
no, but I care.
Okay, but that doesn't matter.
Wow, fuck you too then, Trey.
Casey, you have
to. Do you make sacrifices for your relationship, yes or no?
Yes, I do.
What fucking sacrifice?
Oh, right
you're
now.
You're not making a sacrifice.
I'm sitting out here on a hot summer night with no AC in a McDonald's parking lot so you can do your podcast. Okay?
You should be honored to be on my podcast.
Ultimate sacrifice. Also, Casey made me give up being a professional baseball player, but that's another thing.
That's not true. I didn't make him give it up. I said, you know what? Here's the thing I said to Trey.
She said I would never make it, and I sucked, and she didn't believe in me for so long.
Okay. If you want, you know what, Trey? If you want to believe whatever you want to believe, you can. Because this is the thing I said. I said to Trey, if you want to be a professional baseball player, you need to drop everything you're doing right now. Drop school, drop work, everything. And you need to focus on baseball. And he couldn't do that because of, you know, real life. And so he did that. But whatever. Okay, we're moving on to the next question.
No.
Oh my God, Trey. Like, you're literally pissing me off. Okay. You're not the right person to have for a relationship podcast.
No, I am the right
person. No, you're not. I'm going to have my other boyfriend on here.
What?
Yep.
Casey, I'll fucking murder
you. Ow.
Okay, there's no other boy. Okay.
When was the last time you had an in-depth conversation with your partner?
That's...
right now.
Every night.
Every night, yes. It's very important to have in-depth conversations. AKA conversation.
Hey, I'm talking. Casey gets bit by the sass.
Trey, no one can hear you.
Every night. Yes, they can. I'm speaking very loud right now. Okay, if they can hear my phone, they can hear me. Okay? Now. Casey gets bit by the sass bug at least once every day. And something works its way to annoy her one way or another. So
that has nothing to do with the conversation.
It has plenty to do with the conversation. So then we always end up having a very in-depth conversation about what annoys her.
AKA communication is key.
She's just always fucking annoyed.
Next question.
She
okay.
Can never have it.
Are you keeping...
I'm trying to talk.
No, Trey. Casey,
don't want people hearing about real things.
No, but like you just go off and it just is so different. Like, I literally just answer the fucking question and move on. Like, you're just going... but you're just going down, like...
I'm giving examples.
Like, Hunter literally would just say yes or no, and you're so in-depth. Try to be in between you and Hunter. Because Hunter sucked at this. And I hope he's listening. And you are so long about this.
I'm just trying to explain how we have in-depth conversations.
Okay. It's good to have in-depth conversations because of communication. Okay, here is the next question.
That's such a bland answer.
Here is the next question. Okay. But no one needs to hear literally,
That's why we're doing this, so they hear what we go through.
Right, but it's also we also have to give feedback on what they should be doing.
Okay, but we have to give feedback and also use our own experiences to make the feedback.
All right, answer this one the best that you can. Are you keeping any secrets that you're afraid of letting your partner know?
I don't keep secrets from my girlfriend.
Yes, I truly believe that is 100% what you should be doing. You should not be keeping secrets. It's different it also depends on your type of relationship.
Oh my God, you're going off on a tangent. Don't take secrets.
Trey, shut up. It also depends on your relationship. Like, me and Trey are best friends, and I emphasize that because he's not only, like, he is my boyfriend, but I go to him more as a best friend than I do for a boyfriend. Like, I really do. And that's not that I don't love him or I'm not attracted to him. But, like, if I'm going to him to talk about something, I'm not going to him in a lovey-dovey way. I'm going to him like, yo, bitch, answer your phone. Because you're my best friend. I need to talk to you about this. So, I go to him and I tell him everything. So, like, if there was something that I saw happening that had to do with him and I thought it could hurt him if I told him, I would still tell him. And I think that because I would want him to tell me. And I guess it depends on what it is. is, but I would still want to tell him because I would want him to tell me. And so I do think that it also depends on the person you're with, and it also depends on the timing. If your person is going through a lot and, you know, mentally, physically even, or whatever, if they're going through a lot and you find something that you could tell them, but if you do, it'll hurt them, just wait. You know, I mean, you could, and, you know, you could wait for months, and then when they're in a better state of mind or they're physically better and you turn around and you say, you know, hey, there was something that happened a few months ago, but, you know, I didn't think it was the best time to tell you, so now I'm telling you. And, you know, they'll truly appreciate it. They're not going to get mad that you didn't tell them. They're going to, if they do, they're an ass, but, you know, it's, as long as it's not like, hey, by the way, I ran over your cat in the driveway and I didn't want to tell you for months and now I'm telling you, like, something like that, then obviously you gotta say. But if it's something like, oh, I overheard someone saying something about you, stuff like that's not really important. So, you know, let's see, what else?
No more.
What are you, all right, this is the last one. So my car just said low battery. What does that mean?
I don't know. Did you leave your fucking lights on?
I left everything on because you were saying you were hot.
No, I mean like in general, before.
No, they all go off automatically.
Maybe you need a new battery.
Fuck. All right, what do you think about keeping the secret?
What do I think about keeping secrets?
Okay.
Never mind. I already told you I don't keep secrets yeah. from you. I don't think you should do it. It's just not something you do.
And I guess that goes into, will you lie for the sake of your partner's happiness? No. I don't think so.
No, because
eventually it comes back. I mean, if it's like, you know, some, like your boyfriend feels really confident. I don't know, even like something like that. If your boyfriend says, oh my God, I love this sweater. I love it so much. It looks so good on me. And it actually doesn't. You could turn around and say, in my opinion, I don't think that's the best sweater for you. But if it makes you happy and you feel confident in it, then I think it's great. Like, you can word it like that. Don't say, no, it's fucking ugly. But, you know, you want to be in between being honest and you don't want to be brutally honest. I'm brutally honest and I know it's rough.
She's ruthless.
I'm ruthless. I can be. Like, if Trey will say, like, do you like my haircut? Like, when he's sitting in the chair, I'm like, no. And, like, your barber will look at me and be like, I don't know what to tell you. He wanted it cut this way. And I'm like, no, I don't like it.
He'll be on my side.
Yeah, he's always defending Trey. It's really funny. But I'll always turn around and, you know, but then I explain. I'm like, no, it's not that you look bad. It's just I prefer this haircut on you. You know, it's, you know, it. Don't lie for your partner. But if you have to, if it's something that's going to hurt them and you want to make them happy, turn it around and word it as best as you can. So it ultimately doesn't hurt them as much. It's like, you know, like, you know. Slap their finger instead of punching them in the face, right?
Sure. Whatever you say, Kumba.
Okay, this is a good one. This is the last good one to leave off on because we only have a few minutes.
We have 7 minutes.
Do you look forward to the future with your partner?
I look forward to the future every day with Casey.
Yes, and I do the same. And if you're in a long-term relationship, in my opinion, is more than 2 years. Wouldn't you say so?
Sure.
Like, I think beginning of a relationship is anything before a year. A year to 2 years is like, okay, you're in a real relationship. A long-term relationship, in my opinion, is 2 or more years. If you are in a relationship and you are 3 years or 4 years in, like me and Trey, you absolutely have to start thinking about the future because you've been with this person for long enough. You need to say, do I seriously want to be with this person or not? Because 4 years is a very long time. And if you don't actually want to have a future with this person, you need to have a conversation with them because you are wasting their time and you're wasting your time. So unless you're on some different level where you're like, hey, it's been 4 years, but we're just doing this for fun. Good for you. Whatever. But after a while, you definitely need to start thinking about the future because you don't want to waste time. And if the future with your partner gives you anxiety, that might be a sign that they're not the right one for you. So, all right. Well, I think we're done.
Yeah, I think that works perfect.
All right. Well, do you want to come up and say goodbye to everyone?
Bye, everybody. I'm hungry.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope that we were helpful. If you have any more questions or you want us to do another relationship one, I don't know if we would, but I mean, we would, but I don't know if it's in, you know.
There are plenty of things that we can talk about.
I guess you're right, yeah. So,
plenty of things.
Thank you everyone for listening, and you know, let us know what you think. I'm going to be posting this on Instagram to let everyone know to watch it. I'll put a question so everyone can let me know what they thought about it. There are no more fries. There's no more fries.
Bye, everybody.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Yes.
See ya!
Stop. He's literally trying to make me end it. Okay. Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Thank you!